What is up, boys and girls, and everything in between? It's Bear with us. I am Matt. She is Leah. Leah, how are you, my dear?
I am fantastic. Thank you for asking.
You're grinning from ear to ear. This because early in the morning, that I usually know. Is a suspect sign that something is going on. Something's
because
up.
It's your birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
I'm just going to power through to continue the conversation because otherwise
Baby,
you may never stop.
It's your birthday.
It is, in fact, my birthday. And this is already the third time since I've left the bed that I've been subjected to Stevie Wonder's version of Happy Birthday, which might be the worst birthday song
I'm
of all
obsessed.
Time.
It reminds me of last year on your birthday because I played it for you a lot on your birthday last year.
Right. And we were, I believe, probably intoxicated, at least mildly, and got probably. A great kick out of it because it annoyed me last year, but you did it in such a clever ninja manner that you would just spring it on me when I least expected it. So, of course, today, keeping in theme, as I walked down the stairs, I was greeted to you on the couch playing Stevie Wonder's Happy Birthday, the full song, which takes approximately nine minutes to actually get to the Happy Birthday part.
Right. Well, can I just say, I am so offended that you are not wearing your birthday suit for this birthday episode of Bear With Us. I am pissed.
I'm always wearing my birthday suit.
But I want you to be just in your birthday suit. Okay. Nothing else, your birthday suit, and maybe like a bow tie.
I don't know how they do things in Boston, but nudity in public frowned upon here in Pittsburgh, particularly when we're coming to a studio that we don't own.
Well,
I don't know that anyone would particularly appreciate my bare ass on the chairs.
Oh, I would. I appreciate your bare ass on my face.
Jesus.
That's for damn sure. Happy birthday to me, honey.
Wow.
How are you today? How are you feeling? You're 37.
I know. Let's not remind me. I have just, according to Leah, officially made my exit from my mid-30s. I still think there's a little bit of wiggle room.
No, there is no wiggle room. 31, 32, 33, early 30s. That's me. 34, 35, 36, mid-30s. That's where you were yesterday. Today, 37, 38, 39, late 30s. That's how it works. You're in the beginning part of your late 30s, but it's still the late 30s.
I am rapidly spiraling toward a midlife crisis.
What do you think you're going to do?
I'm not entirely sure yet. Yeah, maybe. I think everything's still on the table. For the last few years around my birthday have begun to get very pensive for the days leading up and usually the day of. And I start to look at the big picture of things and I'm like, oh no, this is where I am. And then I go, wait a minute. No, this is where you are. That's awesome. And it's a constant like devil angel on my shoulder struggle for the entire week surrounding my birthday. But I definitely think I won't acknowledge it. I won't be aware of it. But all of a sudden, probably when I hit 40, I'm going to like want to become a professional fighter or something asinine.
Okay.
But I definitely,
I'm here for that.
There's definitely something bad
like
coming down the
Brad
pike.
Brad Pitt Fight Club vibes.
Maybe I might start an underground fight club.
I love that.
Okay.
I'll be here for that. Can I be a card girl?
As long as you can find me a pair of mailman's pants like Brad Pitt wears in that movie.
Oh my God.
And I will just wear that all the time.
But I'll say this. You always talk about how you can't wait to have a full head of gray hair.
I do. I'm looking forward aesthetically to getting older.
Ugh, you only get finer with time, baby. You're just like a fine wine. It's annoying. Men, when they get older, they look better. Women, when they get older, they look saggier.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know that all men age gracefully.
I think so. I think as a general rule, men get hotter the older they get. Whereas women, they're in their prime when they're like 19. And then from that point on, it's like you start looking like Magda from There's Something About Mary.
Magda. Nice. Good reference.
But you are so fucking hot.
Well, I appreciate that. But I definitely feel that there is a crisis on the horizon. Probably not this year.
I'm scared.
Probably not next year. But it's going to happen.
What do you think you'll... What kind
of
car do you think you're going to get?
I don't... I'm not a car guy. I never have.
Not yet, but you might be.
No, I don't think that's...
You'll get like a motorcycle with a sidecar.
That's not out of the realm of possibility.
Please don't get a motorcycle.
With a sidecar?
Like, I'll drive the motorcycle. You can sit in the sidecar.
I will happily sit in the sidecar. I'll have big goggles on and everything.
Oh my God. What do you think your butthole is going to look like?
Why? Why? I just want a day reprieve from the assault on my rear end. Like, I just want to enjoy my birthday.
Rear end. That's what my meme always calls it. A rear. I'm going to give you a licking on your rear end.
That has a whole different meaning these days.
Oh, I'm going to give you a licking in your rear end.
Wow. Wow, that was,
if you know what I mean.
Went really hard in the paint there.
Sure did.
Subtlety's never been your strong suit.
You know that about me.
I'm going to turn the conversation around. I'm going to flip it on you because I think we've all grasped my headspace today. It's not bad, just very pensive.
Okay. Well, can I just ask you this before you switch it?
Yeah.
What are the things that you've been thinking this last week? You said you've been thinking angel, devil, like the last week, and you get very pensive. What are the thoughts going through your mind?
I guess I've never... Here I am at 37. I've never felt like I grew up, which I don't mean in a cool, fun, Peter Pan sort of way. I just look at myself and mentally, I know I've gotten smarter. I've learned, I've experienced things. I'm definitely not the same person that I was 20 years ago, but I have kind of the same outlook, like this weird, I don't know if innocence is the word or naivety when it comes to certain things in life where
For
I'm
example.
Still... Going to get my car registered. That's a thing that everybody who owns a car does.
Right.
I have not done that in so long. I don't even know what the process looks like. And yesterday it was like shocking to me what a process it was.
Right.
But here I am at 37. You would think by now I'd be like, oh, this is how you do it. You go here, you take the car there. They send you this thing. I was shocked when the guy took my information and went, all right, cool. We'll call you. That to me years back would have been something I looked at as just an adult thing to do.
Right.
People, my mom would have done that. My mom would have known that. Right. My dad would have known that.
Right.
Just because that was what you did. I feel like
I know that.
Yeah. Well, exactly. So that's what I'm saying. Personally speaking, there are a lot of, despite being an adult man with three children who I'm, you know, still responsible for, still support.
Yeah.
Despite all the things that I have learned and I know, it's not something that I just feel like, okay, I'm a grown ass man now. I know that I am.
Right.
But I just don't feel it. I feel like, why can't I go hang out with my friends and go to a concert? And you know what I mean? It's like, almost like.
That's something I noticed about you so much. You don't like responsibility. You don't like day-to-day errands or things that you like, they stress you out and you get so pissed off. Like, well, I have to go do this, or I have to go renew my license, or I have to go. You get so pissed off about these things rather than being like, or like what taxes or your insurance changed a few weeks ago and you got so pissed because you didn't find the letter and you blow things up out of proportion where it's just like, no, babe, these are things like that you have to do as an adult. You have to do them. But I think you didn't have to do them for so long. You were married and that they were taken care of for you, right?
Yep.
So now it's like, oh my God, I don't do those things for you. Like you have to do that.
Right.
And it's such a learning lesson.
And admittedly, like very late in life, after a divorce, the reality hit like, hey, yeah, you don't have certain aspects of marriage anymore, but you have to do all of the stuff now.
Right. That she probably did for you.
Yeah.
So you have to like, you know, take that into consideration.
Totally.
All the things that you didn't.
I definitely have a different type of appreciation.
Right.
Because it was like, oh, this, that, and the other thing. They were always handled.
Never had to worry about.
Never knew for 10 years how much money was in my bank account.
See, that's a problem.
Stupid mistake. That's a discussion for another day.
Huge mistake.
But that's how oblivious I was. And I focused on work, my job, and my kids.
Right.
That was what I was interested in. I was into going to work and succeeding and getting to the highest level possible at my job. And then everything would kind of fall into place.
Right.
But while I was, and I feel like it's a lot of people can probably relate to this when you are so single track minded that like all I ever wanted to do was get to my job and I got there, wanted to succeed. But in the meantime, there was a lot of stuff that most normal people experience and are tasked with that I just never had to do.
Yeah.
So it's minutia.
It is. It's little things.
When there's a task, if you go, hey, tomorrow you got to fly to LA and you have three meetings and then you have to fly to Guam.
Sure, that's different.
Cool. Like I love being busy and working hard and applying myself. So when I have something like, oh, we're out of milk, now it's a process. Like, oh, I have to go do that.
You know? But that's my favorite thing that I feel like I can teach you and you can learn now. It's like, sorry, baby, not everything's going to be handled for you. You have to do something. It's your responsibility. Make it work. Get it done.
Yeah.
And I see you. It's almost like watching a child. Like you have a kid and then you see them like, okay, now you're free. Go into the real world.
Yeah.
And that's what I see with you. And it's so funny. Like right now to sit in this chair and it's funny to talk about it, but when it's in the moment, it sucks. Cause to see you, it's like you're blowing up the world around you. Like the insurance thing. Yeah. Matt's insurance changed through work. And he had no idea because
I don't check my email.
He doesn't check his emails. A, and then B, you get letters in the mail and he leaves them on the counter for 3 weeks at a time. When I finally get so sick of looking at them, I say, hey babe, look at, here's your mail. I show it to you. I'm putting it in this drawer. Here you go. It's in this drawer.
It's a very different mail experience at home than it is on Bear With Us.
No, but you just leave it in the drawer. And then I didn't even tell you this, but I heard you talking to the insurance woman from work a couple weeks ago. You're like, yeah, well, my girlfriend put it in the drawer. F you. Blame your girlfriend because it took you a month.
You.
It took you a month to look at the mail. And then I hear you throwing me under the bus. I didn't even tell you that. I was so pissed. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm a 33-year-old woman. You're a 37-year-old man and you can't open your own mail that's been sitting on the counter for a month.
I can.
And then he blows everything up around him. This and this. And he's throwing shit and he's huffing and puffing.
Okay, that is not an accurate. What did I throw?
You were just like, there was mail all over the counter. Like envelopes are everywhere. Basically looked like an accountant's office on April 15th.
That's how
it was insane.
That's how I account.
But you killed me because it's like as if the world is ending. And I said, you know what, babe, you're going to figure it out. It's fine. And I go upstairs and I leave him alone because I know if I sit there and I try to help, no, that's not my responsibility.
No. And I admit, I've told you, we had this conversation. I've learned more about day-to-day life in the last, 2 years or so with you than I ever did just because I've been forced to do it. Okay. This needs handled. Well, ordinarily, I would have just not worried about it or just delayed it and procrastinated until somebody else handled it. Right. And now it's like, oh, no, you big dummy. You still have to do that. So that's what kind of plays into my mindset. Conversely, I'm like, wow, I've done some really cool shit in 37 years. Like I've lived a life. I've got so many crazy stories and memories and experiences that people, would point to as like, that was the greatest week of my life.
Okay.
Like whatever, or that heck up until I had the job we had, like you go to a big event or a Super Bowl or WrestleMania or something. People dream of those things. Right. And I'm like, oh no, this is what
it's
I do.
Another day at work. Yeah.
So I also like in knowing all that, I try to step outside and go, oh, maybe you should just chill a little bit and be appreciative of all the cool shit that you've done in 37 years. But we talked about this, I know for a fact on the show, like the Will Smith mentality. Never mind what I've done. What can I do next?
Right.
That's just how I'm wired. And I'm still as motivated to hustle and grind as ever from a professional standpoint. This is going to sound really bougie and awful of me, but if there was like a best case scenario, if money weren't an object for me, first thing I would do was hire an assistant.
Right.
Just for like day-to-day dry cleaning needs done.
When you need someone to tell you, this is what you need to do.
Yes.
This is about to be overdue. This needs to go here. Yeah. You need to be told what to do.
Yes. I need somebody to keep track of my life because I'm too scatterbrained to do that.
Which I feel like
you do.
I do.
You definitely help
but
me
But I don't do it for you.
Right.
And I think that that's important too.
So back to the way I was trying to flip the conversation earlier. What does it feel like for you to be with an old ass man?
In the morning, it's really hard because I have to like peel your...
Peel my what?
I was going to make a big daddy joke. Old saggy balls.
Loose skin and old balls. Gross.
But then I was like, it's his birthday. I don't want to be rude. No, you have
it
a
was,
great
it was
sack.
Rude. It was rude the minute
great
I walked down
sack.
The stairs. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
I am someone who needs to be with someone who's older. I consider myself, well, women in general, women are more mature than men. That's why, like, when you're kids, your mom always says, always picking on you because he likes you. He's pushing you because he likes you. Well, that's why, because men are so damn immature. I could never be with someone the same age as me. I just feel like I'm mature. Like women are more mature for their age. So I need to be with someone who's older. You're 37. I'm a young, fresh whippersnapper of 33, honey. And I think it works for us.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. It's a known, I believe, scientific fact that women generally mature much faster than men. But I think you're referring more to like emotional maturity. Because based on what I just told you about how I have trouble going to the post office,
right?
I wouldn't consider that a high level of day-to-day applicable maturity.
Right.
But emotionally and world-wise, street smart-wise, yes. I definitely consider 100%. Myself much more mature than a lot of guys, right. even my age.
And you have three children right. who are grown, not grown, but they're not like toddlers. Right. You know what I mean? So I think that makes a man mature.
Yeah,
so
yeah. It definitely forced me to grow up. It was very fast.
Right. 100%. So that and your experiences in life and the fact that you have three young children you're responsible for, it, like you said, forces you to grow up, forces you to mature. Yep. And I admire that about you. Like I admire those inner workings of you. And I just feel like you look at life differently because you do have three kids. If I had just met you a couple years ago, you had no kids, you would be a completely different person.
I would be a maniac.
Exactly.
Especially coming off of a divorce. I would have been a psychopath.
Right. Or even just don't even talk about like, not even the divorce, well, just like in general, like if you were just single guy,
I might never be dead been, if it right. weren't for that. I mean, that's, I remember the night that my son was born being in Spain because I was working over there. And my friends took me out to party to keep me awake because of the time difference. And I remember just sitting there like drinking and partying, thinking like, what am I doing, man? Like I've got a human being on the way. And right. I got very self-aware, like kind of in the middle of the night. Then it became just like, okay, I just need to stay up. I need to stay, fight through this. And then I'm going to change my way. And I did for like the longest time. I went from making myself priority number one to like, maybe if I'm lucky in the top 10.
Right.
And it was like that for several years. Yeah. Now, to your point, my kids are a little older where I don't have to coddle them and hold their hand every step of the way. But now I'm getting the opportunity to kind of explore again.
And focus on yourself.
Yeah. Not,
make
yeah,
yourself a priority.
Which is it's unheard of to me. Yeah. You know what I mean? I would have days off. I would do things for myself occasionally or take a mental health day or something. But now I am like, oh, I have time to fill and I don't know how to fill it. And that's unfamiliar to me.
To your point of the maturity, I think that this works. I think because you have kids, it makes you mature and I'm attracted to that. Whereas if you were just out partying and I think that's the problem with a lot of relationships, they're not on the same maturity level.
Right. I can see that.
To me personally, I think it works better when the guy is older. But then conversely, we had Marion Romaine on from Selling Sunset a few right. weeks ago, and she is in her 40s and he's in his 20s. I mean, he has to be obviously a very mature 20 something year old man for someone of her age to be, you know, and he seems like he is. And, you know, some people just are different and it works.
But I can almost see, I don't want to say the appeal in that, but I can relate to her mentality, like, because she had a child, I think, yeah, very, very grown. Young.
Yeah, he's like 18 or
right. So 20. She maybe now for the first time is getting to be like, wow, I'm a successful adult. I have a lot to offer the world. And there's a lot of stuff that I want to try and see. And maybe he brings that out of her because right. most 40 something year old dudes are like, so I've already done down. That. Yeah. You know, if all of a sudden you became like party girl for whatever reason, I don't know that I could handle that all the time. Once yeah. in a while, sure. I love, you know, when we go out and get crazy from time to time.
That's pretty sporadic.
It is. It's very sporadic. But if you and I started hanging out, you know, 3-4 nights a week, you're like, hey, I want to go do this. I want to go to the club and ew. We're going to get a table at yeah. so-and-so place. I don't know that I could handle that.
Yeah.
But it was stark to me when we first started hanging out how good you were at being lazy. I learned a ton.
I'm a homebody. I just like to chill at home and be in my house and have my things. And I don't like people. I want to be where the people aren't.
Do you know where people are going to be?
Where?
This Saturday.
Where?
The Strip District.
What?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Huh?
PA Market. Bear with us live. The first ever live recording of the Bear With Us podcast. If you are in or around the Pittsburgh area, if you're in Pennsylvania, West Virginia, Ohio, New York, hell, if you're in California Alaska. And want to jump on a plane, we're happy to have you. A socially distant social event. Come hang out with us. We are going to be recording Bear With Us with some of our closest friends and some complete strangers, but
some
everything
special will, guests.
There might be some guests, perhaps a surprise or two. Maybe it'll be a colossal failure. Either way, you're not going to want to miss it because let's be honest, if it is a colossal failure, you're going to want to remember being there for the failure that was the
and
first ever.
Against us.
But let's throw some good vibes our own way. Check out all of our social media platforms. Couldn't think of the word there. So you can get all of the information this Saturday, 7 to 9 p.m. PA Market in the Strip District in Pittsburgh.
be there or be square.
Is that what you learned in college for marketing?
Because if you get it, you're not around, you're square. That's why they say that.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I told you that.
You probably did.
Be there or be square. Get it? Because if you're not square.
I learned lame puns and how to be extremely lazy from you, baby. And I could never be more grateful.
It's a hard job, but someone's got to do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you think about, have you ever dated anyone significantly younger than you?
Never dated anyone younger. I've always dated up.
Dated up.
Always. Men, just grosses me out thinking about a young man.
What was your favorite part of going on dates to Shady Acres retirement community?
Well, the best part is their teeth come out.
Yikes. Wow. I walked into that one.
If you know what I mean. No, but so here's another thing. So I don't want to exploit my sister. Love my sister to death, but she's dating someone who's older, right? Significantly older than her. And it's something that when she first started, when I first started talking to him, I'm like, I don't know, he's getting divorced. He has three kids. And my sister was like, just give it a chance. Who cares? What do you have to lose? So I'm so grateful she, opened my eyes. So I try to do the same for her. She's like, this guy started talking to her. We were out one night and he was there and he was just this very nice gentleman and sweet guy and very funny. We had a great time. And she was like, I think I'm going to text him. I'm like, why not? Who cares? And, the rest was history. She hung out with him one time and now they've been dating for a couple years now. My sister is someone who's an old soul, right? So she has dated a lot of guys. She lives in South Florida. Most of them douchebags because they're all just
Is it the same in Miami as it is in the Jersey Shore?
Basically.
Okay.
It's just young guys, even older guys that just want to show off. Oh, look at my Rolex. Look at my yacht. I don't want to typecast everyone in South Florida.
So if you're listening and you have a yacht, we don't mean you.
It's just a different lifestyle in South Florida and the things that people prioritize and think that are important. It's not important. So she's met all of the guys in South Florida. They're all douchebags. And this guy, he's just very nice and treats her the way she wants to be treated. And that to me is all that matters. And we've hung out with them. It's no great, significant factor. It's not he seems older or anything like that. They're just cool. They're a great couple and they're in love. And that's all that matters.
We want to take a second to thank Magic Spoon for sponsoring this episode of Bear With Us. Growing up, cereal was the best part of being a kid. But we all tend to try to give it up because it's full of sugar and junk that we really shouldn't eat. I know I'm trying to cut down on carbs, sugar, unhealthy food, and realize I basically can't eat anything anymore. And Leah's been drinking protein shakes and powder for years, but finally found a delicious way to get her protein before or after her workouts. We're all trying to eat better, but healthy breakfast doesn't have to be boring. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but without all the bad stuff. 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving. Get this, only 140 calories a serving. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. We got exciting news. Magic Spoon will be releasing 2 amazing new flavors this month for a limited time only. We're talking about cookies and cream and maple waffle. And if that isn't the most comforting, indulgent combination, then I don't know what is. This is the ultimate treat yourself combo. So make sure you get some while you can for a limited time. Or build your own box. Available flavors to build your very own custom bundle are cocoa, fruity, frosted, peanut butter, and cinnamon. And if you're listening from Canada, Magic Spoon now ships there as well.
Go to magicspoon.com/bearwithus to grab the new limited edition cookies and cream, maple waffle, or a custom bundle of cereal to try it today. And be sure to use our promo code BEARWITHUS, that's B-A-R-E, at checkout to save $5 off your order. This offer is now good anywhere in the U.S. or Canada, but only when you use our code at checkout. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason whatsoever, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember, get your next delicious bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/bearwithus and use the code BEARWITHUS, B-A-R-E, to save $5 off. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring Bear With Us.
Cookies and cream, maple waffle. We got to get on that.
Oh my God, I can't wait to try it.
What's in the mailbag, baby?
Babe.
What?
Wait, don't gloss over that.
Gloss over what?
Remember last week when you tried to convince me that the entire Bear With Us listener...
Hood, ship.
Ship, hood, boat, yacht. Remember last week when you said that they're going to want a new song? You asked for their opinion. You said, we need a new option. We need to get rid of the mailbag song. Your singing sucks. And if you go on our Instagram, there are about 60 something comments. It's our most commented on video of everyone berating you saying, do not get rid of the mailbag song. The mailbag song is perfect and we cannot get rid of it. Do you not remember that?
Since when can people type in British accents?
They can't, but I'm just talking in one right now. But can you believe that? You fucking imbecile.
What's in the box? It'd be way more fun.
Babe, no.
Brad Pitt, come on. What's come in the on. Box? No what the fuck is in the box?
No one wants that.
I think some people might
want. No, there might be one person out there.
So we're going to neglect that person?
Well, everyone else wants the mailbag song. Let's give it to him, honey. Here's the mail. It never fails. It makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail.
Thanks, everyone. We're out of time. We'll be back next week.
All righty. Question number one, honey. Dear Matt and Leah, not a usual question, but both of you have gotten to a successful stage in your life and career. What are some tips, tricks, advice you have for navigating interviews, new jobs, etc.? I was recently laid off and I need some ideas. Thanks, and I love the show. Chris in Boston. Hey, shout out. Bean Town.
I thought people from Boston hated being called Beantown. In fact, I know that's a fact, and you're from there.
People call it Beantown.
Yeah, but people from Boston don't like that.
Babe, stop telling me what we like and what we don't like.
You're not even from Boston. You're from, like, the sticks.
Yes, okay, but no one knows the town I'm from, so I say Boston because no one knows Spencer.
Spencer. Okay, anyway, we've got to help this person with their problem. I actually just saw something the other day. On, I'm sure it was Instagram or something, where they said, if you are ever offered an opportunity in life that you feel overwhelmed by, always say yes, because you can most likely figure it out along the way, which to me sounded pretty brilliant. Like, you may not get an opportunity, and if it's daunting and you feel like it might be a little too big for you, you can probably grow into it. And I don't know, that registered with me. And I feel like that would be some applicable information for this listener to use.
Yeah, I think going along with that theme, if you feel uncomfortable, if you feel nervous, if you feel like anxious about something, do it. That means you're on the brink of something great. So sometimes it's good to step out of our comfort zone. No one likes going to job interviews. No one likes, you know, trying to, like, you have to put your best self forward but and you try are. To impress.
You are. You're selling yourself.
Right.
And I think you should always be at your most confident. I think people get wrapped up in, like, okay, I've never worn a tie, but I have a business interview, so I have to wear a tie. As long as you don't look like a bumbling idiot, obviously make yourself feel as presentable and comfortable as possible. That doesn't mean dress like a schlub, dress like a slob, but you're selling yourself. So, hey, if you got to spend a little money, invest in yourself. I know things are tough, times are tight, but if that means going and buying something that fits you the right way, or something that looks is a little bit of an upgrade from what you're usually into, it's worth it, because you're investing in yourself. And when you feel confident, this goes to business, dating, any walk of life. I truly believe in this. When you feel in your own skin that you are at your most comfortable, the possibilities are endless.
One thing I've always gone by since I was in high school was dress for the job you want, not the job you have. So sometimes you might like, I was broke as a joke up until a couple years ago when I finally started making a little bit of money with our job. Before that, I was so broke, but I would always find a way, whether I had to go to a thrift store and, like, put pieces together and present myself as I wanted to be perceived. I wanted to always look like a star. I wanted to look like $1 million, even though I didn't have it. But there's always a way to go about it. There's secondhand stores. There's, you know, borrow money from anyone like that you can, a family member, and just know that if you're presenting yourself in the best way you can, you're going to get a return on your investment and you'll be able to pay whoever it is back. You have to present yourself the way you want to be perceived. And sometimes it's all about faking it till you make it.
Absolutely. Fake it till you make it. I think it's some of the best advice anybody's ever given because it's true. What else we got over there, that's sunshine? All we got, babe. We only got one.
We don't have another one.
We only have one
in the
lousy. You people are letting me down. It's my birthday and you didn't refill the mailbag. What's going to happen when we get to PA Market this Saturday and we don't have a completely full mailbag?
Well, that's on you.
Why is it on me?
That's on you.
Well, I mean, we're going to have people there that they can ask questions in person. We can interact, but I'd still like to have some just for my own ego. It's like knowing that you have that stashed away.
I'm so excited for our event on Saturday.
I'm very excited.
I'm nervous though.
Why?
Because even yesterday when we were talking, Matt and I, full disclosure, had a meeting yesterday for our event this weekend, talking about, you know, what are the subjects we're going to touch on? How are we going to handle it? How's it going to flow? It's 2 hours. Are we going to talk the whole time? Are we going to have music? Should I sing as the entertainment for, like, you know, an intermission? And Matt got mad at me. I got mad at Matt. We got in a fight. Full blowout. He went and sat on the couch as we were, you know.
Yeah, that's how you discussion. Know it's a real blowout. When I walked the 6 steps from the dining room table to the living room couch, I was fuming, on fire.
You were. I said, babe, why are you so annoyed? And you're like, I'm not annoyed. And I said, well, it seems like you're annoyed. You're like, well, now I'm annoyed. And then you went and you left. You'd stormed away to the bathroom and then you came back, sat on the couch. It was just a real show.
So basically everybody, the show's canceled.
So that's how much pressure I'm putting on myself for this event this weekend. I'm nervous. And Matt keeps saying, I'm going to steer the ship. I'm going to steer the ship. And I said, well, at least hand me a fucking life jacket or something, because I don't want to be drowning in the background like fucking Rose from Titanic. And then he's just the captain over here like, fuck you. Let go, bitch. And I'm like, I'll never let go.
Can I paint you like one of my French girls?
Oh, yes. Sweet. We should do that. You know, I also read this one thing one time where it's like art for your home. And it's basically a blank white canvas you put on like a big table and then you roll around and paint and then you on the canvas and then, you know, it creates, you know, like you got to roll around and do like,
I think that's amazing. Why have we not done that?
Hang it on the wall and then no one has to know that that's what it is.
That's what that's what I want for my birthday.
Damn it. It's too late.
Well, next year,
maybe for your 40th.
Why do we have to wait? That's 2 years. I might be dead by then.
Babe, don't say that.
Follow us, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Refill the mailbag, bearwithuspod@gmail.com. And head to all of our social platforms.
Leave us reviews, leave us stars, write a little thing, write a little ditty on our Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Pinterest Podcasts, Bumble Podcasts.
Do you know how podcasts work?
Just leave us a star. All the stars. Leave us all the reviews. Shine bright, shine far. Don't be shy. Be a star where you live, where you are. Be a star.
Come hang out with us this Saturday, PA Market in Pittsburgh.
If anyone can guess what that's from, I'm going to give you a gold f***ing sticker.
Goodbye forever.
Bear with us.
Loose skin and old balls. Gross.